on Friday night, I went down to Everett, John, to Tony V's, our buddy's Problem Child. We're playing there. Another great band opened for him, too. A band called Bum Island. I love the name. And they were rocking. They were fun. And so on the way over there, the town of Everett is just completely overrun with these e-scooters, the Lime e-scooters, little two electric scooters.
They just came in the last few days.
They were everywhere.
This is that program where they've got 100 of these things that have been dropped in the city, and they're going to be there for 3 months, and people can rent them and ride around and ride responsibly.
Yeah, right.
You hope?
Yeah, right. The first thing I noticed was as I'm sitting at a stoplight, and so the guy coming across, there's a couple of people walking across the sidewalk in front of me in the crosswalk, and then the light changes, and I see this kid come barreling. He must have been at full speed, and he kind of skids to a stop and almost does an endo on the thing over the handlebars. And then his buddy behind him has his cell phone in his hand and he's videoing himself, and he, whoa, loses it over the handlebar. And I could tell he almost cracked his skull open. And I thought, okay, that was, and I got to keep my, I'm thinking to myself, I got to keep my eyes out for these people. And sure enough, I go down and park, and no sooner do I get out of the car, there's three of them come ripping around the corner, and the girl is riding it kind of side saddle like she's on a surfboard, and she's holding onto it with one hand, and she's, woo, she's got her phone out, and she's whipping around the corner. Traffic, people, just, because there was another little music festival thing going on, the Fisherman's Music Festival or something like that, a couple blocks away, so people were just jetting all through town.
Now, that brings up an interesting question. You say that they were, a couple of these people had their cell
Nobody's
phones.
Nobody's wearing a helmet.
A couple of these people had their cell phones going.
I sound like an old man.
Well, no, hold on. If you cannot drive in a car and have a cell phone in your hand, can you ride a bicycle? Can you ride one of now, these e-scooters? These e-scooters go up to, I'm looking at a Everett Herald story on it right now. It's in this morning's paper. They have a top speed of 15 miles per hour, but it says we'll go faster downhill.
So they look like they were going faster than that for me.
I would think you probably can't have a cell phone. I would think the cops would kick you off one of those things if they saw you, you know, with a cell phone in one hand, and because you're out there with traffic, correct?
Oh, yeah.
They're
zipping
out there with everybody
in between
else.
Cars, and there's people walking everywhere. And this is my second encounter with seeing them when I went down to California with my son, and we went to Venice Beach and all that kind of stuff. They were everywhere down there, and I was like, people have to be getting hurt doing this. Especially down there, because it's that boardwalk along the beach, and people are they have one lane for that is supposed to be just scooters and bicycles and things with wheels, and then one for walkers. But it doesn't always work that way.
Well, right, and if you're in a tourist town, not that Everett is a tourist town, but you know, if you're in a tourist town and people are accessing these, and then maybe it's their first run with one of these. That becomes all the more dangerous because they're out there on foreign streets and they've on something they've never ridden before. And if they got a cell phone going, you know, to video where it is they're what it is that they're doing.
Let's just keep our eye on the Everett Herald, because there are going to be some stories in there about people getting messed up on those.
It's only there for it's a 90-day pilot thing. There's 100 of these, and you're supposed to.
It looks fun. Don't get me wrong.
You're supposed to, they don't have like a docking station when you're done with them. You're supposed to leave them in a space between the curb and the sidewalk where like flower pots and light poles are. I mean, is that kind of like where you saw them left, or do they?
Yeah, just on a street corner, and one was leaning up against a road closed sign, just anywhere people wanted to set them down.
It costs $1 to unlock the thing to get one, and then it's 25 cents a minute thereafter. So you need an app to unlock it. So there must be, if you leave it in the wrong place or if you steal it or something, they got your credit card number and they go after you that way.
Yeah. Well, I had parked originally we were going to go to the fisherman's thing, and it's down by the train station. And I had parked over there, but then we knew, found out Problem Child was playing up at Tony V's, and so I ended up walking up there. It's like 6-7 blocks. And at the end of the night, I was like, where's one of them damn scooters?
Yeah. Yeah, but then how do they know, like, if you rent it, okay, and then you don't return it to the docking station, you return it to...
You just set it on the sidewalk.
One of those
away.
Spots where you're supposed to, right. Well, what if somebody else takes it, and maybe they can't fire it up, but if they take it, they steal it, throw it in the back of their truck or something, are you on the hook for that? Because you were the last one who used it? Or there must be trackers on those things.
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be trackers on them. All right, that's probably how they're keeping track of them that way. They got to have some kind of GPS device on it. So you're forecasting occasional mayhem in the streets of Everett with these things.
Memorial Day weekend, more people, sunshine, whatever. I mean, that there's only 100 of them, so it's not going to be so crazy. But when I saw them before, they were just everywhere. They were like bicycles, thousands of them.
Yeah. Yeah, on a Friday night, or if you got a concert down there and people are...
Hockey game at the arena.
Well, yeah, let's say a hockey game or a concert where people are coming into Everett who aren't familiar with Everett, and so they're trying to figure their way around in their car, and then you got somebody on one of these things who's maybe their maiden voyage on one of these lime green deals, and they got their, they're screwing around on that thing. Yeah, that's a combination for trouble out there, I would think. So we'll leave open some knucklehead slots over the next 90 days for lime green scooter users in downtown Everett.